the past and into the present, into the dream of the future.
Grumpy Lou. Grumpy. Super grumpy mode. I'm just sitting here. Grumpy. I'm grumpy. Grumpy Lou. Okay, let's get into the show. Good morning, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Welcome to PNN America, Paul News Network America, the amazing show. It's Sunday, January 1st, 2023. I'm Luigi. Are we rhyming again? Are we rhyming the right way? I just had to wait a year for it to all come together. What are we going to talk about today? What are we going to talk about? Drunk cousin gets sexual and French kisses her other cousin during New Year's. Then MAGA supporter Tom Brady caught grooming his kid. And for the finale, Adam Carolla goes nuclear on COVID cult, demands punishment. That's the show. It's going to be a lewd one. It's going to be lewd. Maybe not. Who knows? Before I get started, some dude on my bit shoot was like, Lou, random shit. You should make your avatar smaller. Random shit. Well, he probably was saying that because I was covering a graph that episode. I was covering a graph with my avatar like an idiot. I should have moved like this. I could have done that. I could have done this. But I wasn't looking. So, too bad. Too bad, so sad. I was too entranced by the graph. I wasn't looking at the right monitor. Okay, first thread. Drunk cousin gets sexual and French kisses her other cousin during New Year's. Welcome to Clown World. This is the poison of social media. This is the poison of the Jews. This is the poison of the kike. This is not social media. Social media is but a symptom of the kike. Let's watch the kinky video, shall we?
He's my cousin. Yeah. I can't kiss him.
Aw, he's my cousin. I can't kiss
him. My parents find out. Popcorn. Why did I say that? Popcorn. Yeah, I thought my titties were small. It doesn't seem like it.
It's late.
Check his phone right now. Show me your phone.
Okay,
I'm taking it. Motherfucker.
It's
my thing. Shut up. It's my cousin. Man from Alabama.
Thanks, another kiss.
Look at this fucking slut. Look at that face she's doing. Look at that face. The guy doesn't give a fuck. The girl. You fucking sick fuck. Okay, now the guy's being weird. Look at where you're grabbing her neck. What the f- wow.
Slot.
Fuck alcohol.
Oh yeah, we're a team, so it'd be like that.
This is so dumb. This is just minor. I'm gonna cut a bunch of that out. They're just standing there mumbling, being drunk. Maybe we'll get a nip slip right here. We're gonna get a nip slip.
No.
It's your nipple, bitch.
He rejected you.
God, this girl is so ugly and so stupid and so brainless. It's frustrating even finishing this clip. Let's get through it.
To end your freaking lives.
Look at this gaming chair. Oh, everything about this noise she's making sounds like a dying whale. Dying whale. It's a fucking broken ass chair. Fucking broken. Everything's broken. Fuck everything. Fuck. Oh, best show ever. Best fucking show ever. Let's get to the cousins kissing, shall we?
Hey, kiss me.
No, I'm not fucking kissing you.
She's pulling him into her. Holy fuck. Dude, fuck alcohol. Fuck, this would not be happening without alcohol. Without alcohol, none of this would be happening. So stupid. So stupid. So Jewish. So fucking Game of Thrones. Listen to this nigger music in the background. Ugh, everything is so degenerate. Let's keep watching it.
No. Mwah. It was off the screen.
See, what a gentleman. He even drunk and with her pulling him into her. He wants to be respectable. He wants to be respectable. What a fucking gentleman. Probably won't be for long. We still got 70, still got a quarter of this video.
Nope.
Yeah, he will.
Yeah.
He will after we are alive. Kick him out.
It's my
See, this video keeps skipping. So I assume they were kind of drunk at the first one, then they were more drunk in the second one. Are they even more drunk now? Because she looks way more wasted.
It's his house. I live with him. I'm homeless.
Oh my god. Ugh, fucking parasite sucking monetary value off of him as well. Ugh, this is so tiresome. I don't even want to finish it.
Kiss me. You have to kiss me.
Yeah,
come on, this is embarrassing.
Like I'm not kissing you.
I know, but they're all saying you don't even like me.
Oh my god, her chat's encouraging her. Ugh, so tiresome.
They don't even like me. It's hurting my confidence.
That's it. That was it. They did it off screen, I guess. What the that was so fucking stupid. Why did I, how many minutes was that? 2 minutes? Took me like fucking 10 minutes to get through that 2 minutes. This is what it felt like. Holy fuck, that was awful. That was god awful. That was terrible. That was underwhelming finale. Ugly chick. Stupid video. God, everything was bad about, I'm glad this is the first thread. Holy fuck, this is low quality. Daphne Westbrook isn't real, says Green Text. The overall findings are in close agreement with a study published last year based on a meta-analysis of 17 populations living in 6 countries. That analysis showed 3.3% excess risk for serious congenital abnormalities in the children of first cousins. I almost made it through that without stumbling. Stay mad, Kike. So he's basically, so after all that jibble jabble, what was he saying? It's okay to fuck your cousin. He could have just said it's okay to fuck your cousin. That's what he could have said. Instead of saying it like a kike would say it. Are you a kike? Jewish hands wrote that post. This guy responds, signed, Jew. Yeah, that was definitely a Jew that wrote that. Definitely. Signed, Jew. Yes. This American says, this isn't the poison of social media. This is just women being sluts, Anon, and men being based keepers of morality as usual. I mean, really, if you watch that video, he was trying to not do anything. It was the woman who was engaging everything. Literally the serpent with the fruit of knowledge. So great. So such a great... Dude, that is the perfect biblical analogy. So great. Adam and Eve, fucking down to the letter. Sad. She wanted approval by her viewers. She probably got more viewers than I do. Honestly. Watching that mindless drivel. People eat that shit up. Also alcohol. Alcohol. Without alcohol, none of that would have been possible. This America says it's only wrong if he gets her pregnant. Well, according to the first post, Kike, there's only a 3.3% excess risk of your child being a retard. 3%, you know, your child's worth 3%, isn't it? Nah, fuck it. Just fuck that, cousin. So fucked up. This America says they fucked after the camera turned off, just like they do every night. The guys seemed genuinely wholesome, kind of, but they may have kissed off screen. We don't know, it was a bad video. was bad, low quality. This American Reddit poster that can space correctly says, if my cousin was hot and wanted me dick, I don't think I would give a fuck Desu. Desu, he got word filtered. Whatever, I get word filtered sometimes. Sometimes I get word filtered. Sometimes I purposely word filter myself. This Britbong says, they did it for the attention and you're giving it to them. If anyone needs me, I'll be attending my herbs. Saging. He saged. He saged the thread. That's what he's saying. Whenever you see someone say herbs, it's because they're saging the thread, because you're not allowed to announce sage. That's how we get new faggots that don't lurk. They've saved saging. Like, there's multiple ways you can detect new faggots, okay? One is they change their flag, okay? Because everyone on... It's such a simple thing. You think the flag thing is fake, okay? But imagine you're a Reddit faggot. You get to 4chan, you're like, ooh, 4chan, there's all this cool stuff. Oh, you can change your flag? I didn't know that. That's so cool. I'm going to change my flag. You know, that's just the typical Reddit mentality. I want to be special. I want to change my flag to something cool. No, you just give away that you're a fucking meme flaggot. You give away your meme flaggot. They don't know yet. They don't know our culture. So there's meme flaggots. I mean, if you're meme flagging, you're either a Jew hiding that you're a Jew from Israel, or you're a bot, or you're a Redditor that doesn't know yet. So there's that way. There's many ways to figure out plebiter faggots lurking about. Here's one right here. Look at this fucking Reddit spacing. Holy fuck. Not even gonna read it. Reddit, so much Reddit spacing. Ugh. This Belgium Anon says, I came close to fucking my female cousin once after a night out, but somehow I had this gnawing feeling that we were making a terrible mistake, and I stopped her as soon as she was fondling my balls. Sometimes I still regret it because she had a big pair of amazing tits. You would have regretted it, Anon. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't be degenerate like that. Holy fuck. Degenerate like that. This dude's from Reddit too, you know? Confirmed almost cousin fucking Redditor. But dude, that gnawing feeling in your stomach, that's called morality. That's called morality. It's called a conscience. That's what that is called. It's called you're not a fucking sociopath, psychopath. That's good. That's a good thing. It's called that's a good thing. It means you're human. It means you're not a monster. Isn't that amazing? There's good people in the world. Holy fuck. It's crazy, but they exist. there are people that are not monsters out there. They have feelings. Crazy. That's a good thing. You know what removes that feeling? Alcohol. Alcohol. See, you drink alcohol, and then you don't get that feeling in your stomach anymore. It removes that inhibition that is stopping you. It's pure fucking evil. It's pure evil. The fucking liquid Jew. Don't do it. Liquid fucking Jew. This American says, I fucked my hot cousin for years since we were young. One post by this ID doesn't elaborate. Sure. Probably did. Probably is white trash. Probably had no drama because of that, I'm sure. Because there's never drama involved in sex. This American says, not my proudest nut. There's nothing to nut at in that video. It was boring and stupid. I eagerly awaited the nasty French kiss, but we never got it. We never got it. Disappointing. This leaf says, honestly, I'm surprised incest isn't allowed by culture. Yet. Reddit space. The whole notion of allowing homosexuality is that it's natural. And if two consenting people want to do it, then what's your problem? If that's the case, then why don't they support incest? Reddit space. Or polygamy. Dude. Redditor. Okay, dude. How is homosexuality natural? How is that your, like, foundational point? Dude, this is a leftist arguing from, like, okay, we've established homosexuality is natural. Now let's go from there. Like, no! Stop. Reverse. What? No. No. Okay, if homosexuality was natural, like, he's probably like, look, we can look at nature, and in nature there's animals that fuck each other that are male. Dude, when animals fuck each other when they're male, it's because it's an accident. It's because the male's all horny, wants to fuck something, and there's a hole there. It just happens. Okay, it's not like they're intending to do it or they want it. It feels good. They're fucking animals. They're animals. It feels good. Okay,
But if homosexuality was natural, then there would be no... We would not procreate. There would be no procreation. Like, what are you talking about? Even like looking at it from an atheist point of view with evolution and science and shit, you'd be like, what the fuck are you talking about? What the fuck? These people are, they're at this strange juxtaposition between science and like, not, they're not religious. They're not, but they're not scientific. They're like in this weird amalgam area where science has turned into religion. It's weird. The left has distorted science itself. They've distorted science itself. Like that one doctor guy that never gets banned on YouTube for talking about the vax and shit. This guy, Dr. John Campbell, whatever. He has fucking almost 3 million subscribers. That's probably why he doesn't get canceled. If YouTube canceled this guy, they have 3 million people yelling in their ear. And they're probably real subscribers, not fake subscribers. But anyways, he posted this video a day ago. It got 617,000 views. I'm going to show you this little piece in it. This is just amazing.
Levels of adverse events in the past. 1976, swine flu vaccine was withdrawn. Small increase in Guillain-Barré syndrome, which is a peripheral polyneuritis. There's like an inflammatory condition caused by an immunological reaction that affects the peripheral nerves and causes paralysis. The risk was approximately one additional case of Guillain-Barré syndrome for every 100,000 people vaccinated who got the swine flu vaccine, but they've given over 40 million vaccines. Federal health officials decided that the possibility of an association with Guillain-Barré syndrome and the vaccine, however small, necessitated stopping immunization until the issue could be explored. So they stopped it until the issue could be explored. Note that the swine flu vaccine program was stopped until the doubts could be explored. Same with rotavirus, rotashield. Rotavirus, very common virus in basically everyone gets it, very common in children. US Advisory Committee on Immunization and Practice, October the 22nd, 1999, they basically stopped it, no longer recommend the use of rotashield vaccine for infants, typically under the age of one, because of an association between the vaccine and intussusception. Now, intussusception is a disease of the bowel. It happens in infants, typically under the age of one, and without treatment, of course, it would be fatal without treatment. But that's what that condition is, a telescoping of the bowel. So anyway, it was stopped because of an association between the vaccine and intussusception. The investigation showed that rotashield vaccine caused intussusception in some healthy infants. Intussusception increased 20 to 30 times over 2 weeks, a relatively short period of time. But that actually worked out at one or two additional cases of intussusception would be caused amongst each 10,000 infants that were vaccinated. So there you go. What we've seen in this video is this. Swine flu vaccine was withdrawn for one serious adverse event per 100,000 vaccinated. Vaccine withdrawn. Rotavirus, 1999, 1 to 2 serious adverse events per 10,000 vaccinated. Vaccine withdrawn. COVID vaccines, based on the original phase 3 clinical trial data from Pfizer and Moderna, one serious adverse event per 800, vaccine officially promoted. You'll be as confused as I am, but they're the numbers.
I don't even know where I was going with that. I don't even know where I was going with that. How did he get to that guy from homosexuality isn't natural? I don't even know where I was going. Holy fuck. I have no idea where I was going with that, and I'm real life and fucking whatever. How can that guy talk about shit not get banned and I do stuff? Holy fuck, random show. That's what the show is. It's random. It's pure fucking random. Poll is random. Poll is the attention span of a gnat, so I'm fulfilling my role. Fulfilling my random, holy tangents role. Role of tangents. Role of tangents edition. This Costa Rican anon says, what a faggot, I'd fuck the shit out of her and come inside of her. Mexicano checked. Mexicano incest. Puerto Rico Mexicanos? That's Mexicanos, right? Samerica says, the nose knows. The sideways. Yeah, her nose does look very Jewish. I almost said something about it. She's just ugly. I think it was just because she's fugly. Ugly. Not even fugly. Ugly. Not even fugly. Okay, next thread. Fuck that Jewish monster. Now onto this Jewish monster. MAGA supporter Tom Brady caught grooming his kid, poll. Okay, this is fucking weird. Tom Brady is facing back. Oh, I get. Is this real? I didn't even check if this is real. I guess I should check if it's real. Why did they cut the... Why did this guy post the edited picture? Weird. Weird. Okay, Tom Brady is facing backlash for posting pictures of himself poolside while kissing his teenage son, who was sitting in his lap, googly eyes. And they post like the censored picture. Here's the uncensored picture. I don't know, kid looks weird, huge nose. I don't know, man. That's kind of weird. Love this boy, and like his feet are inside of his feet. He's sitting in his lap. Like he's pointing out that his older child is sitting in his lap. And he's kissing him on the neck. It's very weird. It's very weird. It's very fucking weird. This American says, "You trannies really hate families. Will you be live streaming your suicide?" I don't know, man. That's a little friendly. It's a little fucking friendly, man. That's Joe Biden friendly. That's Joe Biden with his nieces friendly. This American says, "You would think that, you fucking degenerate." Why are people defending Tom Brady? I mean, look at this. Look at these feet inside of other feet. He's in his lap. Tom Brady's penis is touching his butt. Do I have to spell it out? Do I have to spell it out like that? Fuck. This Austria non says, "Not gonna lie, that's pretty gay." It's pretty fucking gay, dude. America says, "Why did they censor his face, LOL?" I do not know. I do not know. This American says, "I used to take showers with my dad as a kid. Wait until they hear about that." Are you mocking Joe Biden? Are you mocking Joe Biden right now? Natalie? Is that you, Natalie? Is that you? Are you posting 4chan, Natalie? This Brit Bonk says, "Sorry to hear that, Hunter. At least the drugs and hookers make up for it, though." No, it's Natalie, you fucks. That's a true story. About Natalie and her diary. It's fucking real. She would take showers with fucking Joe Biden. Oh my God, it's real. That really was her. Dude, I mean, we got confirmation that it's real. That was her diary. The people that turned it in got fucking arrested and prosecuted somehow, I guess. So it's real. It was real. We got confirmation. Not even a conspiracy theory anymore. Confirmed real, because they got her arrested. Them, it was like two people actually. Punished the fuck out of them. This America says, "I notice it's mostly black people mad. Is it jealousy or something?" No, just white people idolize Tom Brady for some reason. I don't know. People that idolize people just unnaturally defend those people. Like I have family that went to Penn State. And Penn State was super huge with them. And that when that whole scandal was going on with the coach and the dude diddling the kids and shit, like, he defended that school and those people, not to this day defended the fuck and still does defend the fuck out of Penn State. Was probably diddled himself. Probably why he's defending the fuck out of it, but just sent his kids to that school. It's just fucking crazy. Insane. People have unnatural attractions to things. This American says, "Imagine not knowing a father's love. Pathetic. Only a degenerate would see no sexual affection with a father and son and think they are fucking." It's not really about that. Just the way the kid's sitting in his lap while his dad kisses his neck tenderly. It's a little weird. This dude says, "This, I neck my wife's son all the time." Yeah. Oh my God, it's his wife's son. It's his son, not even his son by blood. Weirder. Even fucking weirder. Son-in-law. Weird. Fucking weird. Oh my God, Tom Brady, what the fuck? This Brit Bonk says, "What the fuck?" Really? This American says, "Why does a healthy relationship between a father and son trigger so many people?" That's a tranny writing that. That's a fucking tranny writing that. That's a tranny that wishes his father loved him as such. Oh, you fucking trannies. You weird motherfuckers. The Slovenian says, "That boy is full grown. He has poor taste for an incest pedo." The Imagine smelling son's hairy ass. Disgusting. No. Oh, no. This Czech Republicanon says, a high schooler's son, green text. Green text literally sitting on his cock. Yeah. It's so weird. Yeah, it's so weird. Dude, what the fuck, man? And he's not only that, he's kissing his neck at the same time. It's just so weird on so many levels. This America says, settle down, Turbo. Quit being homo. Yeah, you're the homo one. I'm not homo for kissing my son with him on my cock. You're homo for noticing. Oh, my God. Is this getting too gay? I feel like we're getting a little too gay. I need to reel it in a bit. I have to do that often. Oh, man. Does that say something about me? Oh, man, here's that tranny. Dude, this is just... That's sad. Maybe that kid's capitalizing on social value. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe that kid's fucking... Maybe that tranny child's capitalizing on the women's social value early. What do I know? And then when he's older, he'll go back to being a male. Maybe. Or maybe he'll be ruined for the rest of his life because he took hormones like an idiot. Yep, never develop. I mean, it fucks you up. I mean, when you take hormones as a kid, I mean, we're doing experiments right now we won't know the results of for years to come. We'll have some abominations to inform us of that. This dude says, sitting on his lap, a teenager, not even a child, but a teen on his lap and their legs together, not to mention they thought to post it on the internet. Yeah, just so weird. So fucking strange. I mean, if this is what they're willing to post on the internet, imagine what they're willing not to post on the internet, you know? Holy fuck. These people are in weird cults, man. I'm telling you, they have millions, if not billions of dollars. They live in a world we're not even a part of, guys. They live in a fucking world apart from us. Rich pieces of shit. This American says his son came out as gay and Tom Brady came out to his son as bi. His son said, fucking prove it. And well... They both enjoyed a very special and cute father-son moment. What the fuck? That is so weird. That is so disgusting. That is so fucking... It kind of infuriates me a little bit. This meme flag, it says, I had shit father to point. I would kill him if I could. If I had a nice father, then I would go like that to him and spend my whole life with him. I bet he would understand that I don't want kisses because I'm too old for this. Thank you, Chinese Anon. Thank you. That's a way to end it. That's a good way to end it, Chinese Anon. Thank you. Crazy. Okay, finale. Adam Carolla goes nuclear on COVID cult, demands punishment. Whew, thank God. I feel significantly less faggy already. I feel significantly less faggy. Except Adam, I don't know. I'm looking at Adam Carolla's gay face and it's going up a little bit. Okay. OP says, it wasn't that long ago many of us were threatened or actually ostracized unless we complied. Happened to me. Get 2 injections or lose career. Crazy. Okay, let's watch. Ooh, this is on fucking patriots.win. Not the Donald.win. What happened? You guys have a little tit fight? You guys have a little tit fight? You guys got a little fight? You guys get a little mad at each other? You guys a little fight at each other? You guys get a little mad?
They have no reverse gear. They don't know how to just sort of back off. A lot of them like to reconstruct history and go, what's wrong with having a difference of opinion? No, you're trying to cancel people.
They were trying to kill us. They wanted to kill us.
Who thought differently than you. I sent a tweet out 2.5 years ago that said this is killing old people and sick people and the rest of you. Got played, and who's getting played next time? And I was pilloried for that. And I had some celebrity friends call me and say, take the tweet down. And I said, no, I'm not taking it down because I'm right. The people that attacked everyone who turned out to be right need to be punished at this point. I'm not talking about setting their grandma's Winnebago on fire. I'm talking about called out in the public square and told they were wrong repeatedly. They want to turn the page. They want to shut down schools, ruin kids, get people deplatformed, fired, disgraced amongst other colleagues. And now, oops, we were wrong. Right. Well, turn the other cheek and turn the page.
Yeah.
No, that's not how life works.
That's exactly what they want to do. Just do something good. forget all of that stuff we did. Just forget about it. Just forget about it. Just forget that Biden botched fucking Afghanistan and fucking lost us $80+ billion in equipment. Just forget that happened. Forget that happened not even 2 years ago. Forget that happened, please. Please forget that happened. Please forget that gas was $8. Please forget that happened. Please forget that we said that the COVID vaccines were safe. Please forget that.
No.
You were wrong. You bet on the Super Bowl. You bet big and you lost. Now it's time to pay.
Yep. You bet big, you lost. Now it's time to pay. With your life. Maybe that's what I was getting at with that guy with the vaccine. He was talking about, you know, how we stopped all those other vaccines for like 1 in 100,000, 1 in 200,000. Well, the fucking COVID vaccines are 1 in 800 and we're not stopping them. Like, what the fuck? Where is science? Where is science? Where did it go? Is science so easily corrupted? So easily science is corrupted and destroyed? I love science myself. I love fucking science. I grew up looking up to science, idolizing science. And now, just like everything else, it is easily corrupted by the Jewish influence. How far science has fallen. The Jews can take a concept. You know, science is a concept. You have a hypothesis, you carry out the hypothesis. People challenge that hypothesis. Science is about constantly challenging things. Always challenging something. It's about never being right. Science is about never being 100% right. That's what science is. It's the very foundation of science. Yet the Jews can somehow corrupt that very essence of something and change it into something else entirely, into a religion of sorts where, you know, the science is settled. The science is settled? What the fuck? It's an oxy-fucking-moron. That's what that is. It's an oxy-fucking-moron. This Aussie vaxxer says what the anti-vax shills forget is the COVID kills people, not the vaccine. Reddit space. We had a court case in NZ recently where experts for both sides put their cases forward. The anti-vaxxers were firmly BTFO'd. The judge took the baby away from the anti-vax parents so its life could be saved. That sounds fucking horrific. That's the Jews, again, have destroyed the lawfare system. The Jews have taken our third branch of government and just fucking corrupted it completely. The fact that it's hard to even prosecute people in Chicago anymore for gun violence is proof of that. I mean, someone shoots someone in Chicago, it should be a simple case of you murdered someone, done. But they don't even want to touch those cases anymore. I mean, they've corrupted it to the point where Jewish lawyers don't want to even touch it. It's so fucking corrupted now. It's so broken. They've broken it. They fucking broke it. Like, they break everything. The Jews break everything and ruin everything for their own gain. Because there's two things Jews value, and it's in this fucking order, okay? It's in this order. They don't like to admit it either. Shekels are number one. Number two is Jews. They value shekels above all else, and then they value Jewish life, okay? Jews and Jewish life above all else, okay? So they don't like to admit it's that order either. They like to think it's Jews and then shekels, but it's not true. It's shekels and then Jews. Pfizer and the vaccines prove that in Israel. You know? If it was Jews before shekels, then they wouldn't have vaxxed their own people into oblivion. Because they know it doesn't work. They wouldn't have sold it to their own people, but they did. So you know it's shekels above Jews. You know it's shekels above Jews. So that's why they're a disgusting, horrible race that ruins everything they touch. Because it's all monetary. They're also very superstitious. That's why when they have those threads that say don't post in this thread or you abandoned the Talmud or you whatever, dude, that's effective against Jewish people because they do believe in that superstitious bullshit. So it is actually very effective. But they'll probably find some loophole in their book to get around it. This America says, I haven't listened to or watched Adam in years, but he is one of the influences on me back in the day that brought me towards thinking for myself. It's not surprising that he's on the side of the vaccine question. Thank you for reading my blog. I used to listen to his podcast a little bit, but the dude is really fucking insufferable. He's just, and why? He's rich. He's a rich guy. So you listen to him and it's, he just has no fucking concept of anything because he's been rich his entire fucking life. So every opinion and everything that comes out of his mouth is around the fucking guise of a rich person. He has no fucking concept of what it's like to be poor. He has no concept of what actual work is like. So listening to that guy talk kind of pisses me off at times because he says shit like it's just so easy to do things and so simple and just do this, just do that, just do this. It's like not everybody has millions of fucking dollars and 20 cars, Adam, okay? Not everyone is as well off as you, okay? I had this dude pinching this vagina for a very long time on my page. Well, there you go. There's the close-up of the vagina pinch. Shut up, pussy. The Great Forgiddenine. That's a good one. The Great Forgiddenine. That's amazing. That's a great one. The Great Forgiddenine. This American says, you can tell normies are just sheep because deep down they want to pretend it didn't happen. Either everyone figures it out or they're all equally faking their whole lives. I think what it is, dude, is, okay, imagine you're doing exactly what you're told. You think you're helping everyone. You think you're doing the right thing. And then it turns out you're actually killing yourself. You fucked up. You were lied to and you're an idiot and you killed yourself. It comes down to that. You're an idiot. And people don't like to admit that they are idiots. I mean, that's the biggest, hardest thing to admit to, that I'm an idiot. So, I mean, dude, they're going to resist. They're going to fight this kicking and screaming to their graves because, I mean, they can't be wrong. They cannot be wrong in this. This is one thing they cannot be wrong on, because if they're wrong in this, oh, shit. Well, then was the election rigged? Are those right-wingers actually right about fucking everything? I mean, that's where it goes. The pendulum will swing so hard to the right side, you won't even know what weighs up. If the normies realize they were lied to and tricked, I mean, holy fuck, it will be the end. There will be madness. There'll be actual rage. It really would take people that are vital to the system quitting or striking or doing something of actual value for anything to change. I don't know. We really need that crash to happen badly. Yep, we'll end the show on that. We need the crash to happen. Please, Kaket, if you will it, please bring us the crash of 2023. The biggest crash ever to grace us, ever to grace this land. Please flood us with chaos, Kaket. Please, please, Kaket, bring us chaos so that we may, in your image, bring order. Please. If you will it, Kaket. Anyways, there's my idol worship for the day. I love you all. Please like, comment, subscribe. I don't know. Go post this in a 4chan thread and get yelled at by a tranny or something. Thanks. Love you all. Goodbye.
Osmosis Jones since 10. Sam, I make high fructose corn syrup for a living. Do you think I am going to hell?
Nah, you're good, man. You're all set. Just make sure you just sneak in a little honey.
Yeah, sneak.
So that they get some organic. Nah, it's kind of hard to remove yourself completely from the samsara, the agony, the wheel of agony of the world.